U.S. taxpayer expense.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. And really and truly, that story about the 16-year-old flag football player is just incredibly sad. I mean, it really honestly is. I want you to hear real quick, Jesse Waters. This is cut number 3, by the way. Talks of the Biden border photo op. Listen to this, though. This is great stuff. Here it is.
Biden went to our southern border this week, but he didn't really see what we've been showing you for the last 2 years. Before Air Force One touched down, they cleaned it all up. Threw the tents in the garbage, took the families off the cold streets, and just plugged the holes in the wall. All of a sudden, the migrants were gone. For the first time in years, it was quiet in El Paso. Someone wanted to get rid of them before the president and all the national press came to town. Border Patrol and local cops started locking up migrants in the middle of the night. Texans know this is a total con job. Listen to what ranchers had to say about the polished El Paso Biden visited.
It's a mess. He went to El Paso. Everything's picked up. Everything's clean. Everybody's kind of like on their best behavior, I would think. That's what he's seeing, so he doesn't really see what's happening on a daily basis.
I think it's absurd, honestly. I think that there's hundreds of miles of border that is being inundated. Our Border Patrol are being overworked. Our law enforcement are being tasked beyond measure. And he chooses to go to El Paso that, by the way, has been cleaned up before he got there.
I'm not saying he needs to dive into the Rio Grande or, you know, wrestle a coyote, but the least he could do is meet with a migrant. Even CNN agrees.
That's why the president is being criticized by both sides because of what he didn't see. So let me show you, because this is one of the migrant camps that's here in downtown El Paso. And, you know, the immigration advocates here in El Paso and Governor Greg Abbott usually don't agree on much, but they do raise the same question. If President Biden came here to El Paso to see the reality on the ground about the border and he didn't come here, what's considered the epicenter of this crisis, did he leave with a clear understanding?
Biden was too busy touring a parking lot of a government building. He didn't want to really see what was happening, and he didn't meet with any of the migrants, or as his wife calls them, tacos. Joe knew if he met a migrant in front of a camera, they'd probably give him a big hug and say gracias. They love Joe. I mean, he opened the country to him. When his motorcade blew past a group of migrants lined up at the border, they cheered.
Isn't that the truth? That is what is so incredibly sad. This was at government expense. The president going for a photo op in El Paso. It's just bizarre. Stay where you are. Coming up, Tom Del Beccaro will join us. You want to talk about a lonely job? The former chairman of the California Republican Party. He'll join us from the People's Republic of California. And we'll have a whole lot more besides that. So stay with us. We are sprinting to the finish line today on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee has requested that the U.S. intelligence community conduct a damage assessment of potentially classified documents found in the Washington office space of President Biden's former institute. Representative Mike Turner sent the request Tuesday to Director of National Intelligence Averill Haynes. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Joe Biden appears to have done the same thing for which he blasted Donald Trump.
When Vice President Biden left office, it looks like he took classified documents with him, and he was very critical of President Trump.
During press gatherings, President Biden ignored questions by the media about the matter. Callers keep flooding the new 988 Mental Health and Suicide Helpline, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
If you're experiencing a mental health crisis, know that you are not alone. In the 6 months since its July launch, the 24-hour 988 Mental Health and Suicide Helpline, created with funding and support from Congress, has received over 2 million calls, texts, and chat messages. The 988 number was designed to be as easy to remember as 911. Health and Human Services say the volume of calls is beyond what was anticipated, but long-term funding for the helpline is in jeopardy. The National Alliance on Mental Health Illness says fewer than 20 states have actually passed legislation to permanently fund their line. I'm Jennifer King.
The latest in a relentless string of California storms is swamping roads, battering coastlines with high surf, turning rivers into gushing flood zones, and forcing the evacuation of thousands in towns with histories of deadly mudslides. The storms are even prompting tornado warnings. At least 14 people have died since the storms began last week, including two people killed by falling trees. On Wall Street, the Dow by 186 points, the Nasdaq rose 106, with the S&P 500 index up by 27. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at Select.
Hi, this is Mark Thomas. Question, are you a business owner? Do you like free government money? If so, listen up. The federal government has promised over $135 billion in tax refunds for small and medium-sized businesses that kept employees on payroll through COVID. Business owners are eligible for the Employee Retention Credit, even if they received PPP funds. RefundsPro.com specializes in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program to make it quick and easy. RefundsPro does all the heavy lifting, and most refunds are over $100,000. Couldn't you use that money right about now? There's no downside to apply and absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. RefundsPro.com has helped hundreds of businesses qualify. And the best part? You don't have to pay a penny back to the government. This is as close as it gets to free government money. There is a deadline, so visit RefundsPro.com and get started before it's too late. Visit RefundsPro.com. That's RefundsPro.com.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Chip Dallas. Southwest Airlines' December meltdown could cost the company as much as $825 million. The company says the cancellation of more than 16,700 flights from December 21st through the 31st will reduce its pre-tax income by $825 million in the fourth quarter, including reimbursements to affected travelers and premium pay for its employees. Southwest officials say 95% of the missing bags have been reunited with their owners. The airline has already processed about 75% of the refund requests. The airline hired an outside firm to help with those reimbursements. The Clark County Coroner's Office identified a woman who was fatally shot inside her home. 27-year-old Ashley Figuero died Sunday in her kitchen. Las Vegas police found the woman a little after 5:30 p.m. in the 200 block of North 17th Street. That's near Fremont and Merriment Parkway. The suspected shooter ran off before the officers arrived. No arrests have been made as of this morning. The coroner's office has not ruled on the cause of death. Anyone with information can call Metro Police at 702-828-3521.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Expect slow flows through the resort area of the 15, northbound at Tropicana, south at Sahara. Watch for right shoulder activity on that transition lane as you merge from Interstate 15 northbound to go 215 on the Southern Beltway. You're bumper to bumper through there.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Always happy to have Tom Del Beccaro on. He's the former chairman of the California Republican Party, and he joins us from the People's Republic of California. Tom, how you been? Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year. Been a long time. Great to hear your voice.
I know that we all witnessed up close and personal what happened in the House of Representatives last week, and a lot of people are analyzing, is it going to help? Is it going to hurt the Republicans going forward to 2024? Give us your thoughts on what went down last week and how badly bruised is the Republican Party nationally as a result of it?
Well, let's start off with the last question. I don't really think they're bruised at all. The mass media is Pat Caddell said, one of the worst enemies of a democracy and a republic. And he said that in significant part because their hyperbole is nonstop and they cause more trouble than the sunlight they put on actual troubles. And this is a fine example of it. The world didn't end on Saturday. The sun still came up in most places. And we're not the worst for the wear. In fact, I'm very much of the belief, and certainly the last 48 hours have demonstrated it, that the Republicans are far more unified in the Congress than if they hadn't have gone through this process. Now, look, would it have been great if they did this in early December and work this all out? Yeah. But maybe a really big issue required a different process. And the 20 got concessions that I think are going to wind up helping the Republican Party. Certainly rescinding the IRS agents and showing that the 210 voting Democrats in the House are all for the IRS and the Republicans are against it. There was even a bipartisan bill today related to China. So I think they're off to a good start. All of those who were in the media, from Karl Rove to a bunch of others, even on stations I appear, who claim this was so devastating, nope. So what matters, and I wrote about this, what matters is if Republicans in the months, in the next 18 months, can rebrand themselves and get away from $1.7 trillion spending bills.
Can you talk a little bit about that piece, which I believe was FoxNews.com, and the point of what you were trying to make?
Yeah, and it's also at PoliticalVanguard.com right now. Listen, everybody wants to talk about why Republicans didn't have a large victory last November. And there's many reasons involved. Significant among them is we live in the divided era. You know, I wrote that book. We have divided ourselves now in red and blue states, even deeper than when I wrote the book. We have gerrymandered ourselves. We have red districts and blue districts that are deeper colors than ever before. And so maybe it's 190 to 230 something is the most these chambers are going to separate. So we're not going to have the big bounces. But very significant for Republicans in this process was the fact that they failed to tell voters why to vote for them, other than to say the Democrats were bad. And that is no longer enough in this day and age, because the Democrats, as we now, no one should be confused about, are much loyal voters than Republicans. And I only have to say two words to give the closing argument on that. I don't even have to do opening evidence. Just the closing is John Fetterman. They will vote for anybody, and we don't. So we lost in that and Mitch McConnell admitted it. He said, if you remember, Kevin, he said the independents and moderate Republicans thought we were too negative. Well, okay, negative meaning you just rag on Democrats. What's the only positive in politics? Vision and plan, which Mitch McConnell refused to give. So if in this totally divided moment we are in history, the Republicans are to prevail. Like, lesson number one, Democrats are far more loyal. Lesson number two, you have to give a reason to voters why they should vote for you. If you want someone to follow you, it's a good idea to tell them where you're going. And what Republicans need to do is passing targeted bills that brand. And what I mean by that is that IRS is a perfect example of the bill. They want to rescind the IRS. 210 Democrats voted for it. Almost all the Republicans voted against it. There you go. The Democrats are the party of the IRS. Do the same thing with the border. Do small bills that are defined by themselves, meaning this bill is for the Texas border. This bill is for the Arizona border. Stay away from omnibus bills. If you can give a list at the end of these next 2 years of the 20 bills or 10, or emphasize the three biggest bills the Democrats were against and we were for, that's how you win. And I'll close with, remember that in 1999, the Republicans in the House under Denny Hastert passed a big tax cut. Al Gore was against it. And that decided the election. So when you do pass discrete bills that define your party versus the other party, you can be very successful. And they've got to learn that strategy.
A lot of Republicans are urging the Republican Party to change its leadership. Harmeet Dhillon has already tossed her hat in the ring, wants to run against Ronna McDaniel. What are her chances of becoming the RNC chair?
As you know, I served with her when I was chairman of the California Republican Party. She was just getting started in her efforts at the statewide level. She's done a remarkable job as a lawyer, taking on First Amendment cases on COVID and many things. And, you know how some people just sort of, I don't want to say grow up because she's obviously a mature woman, but just come to fruition in front of your eyes for the country. And she has certainly done that. She has, having said that, and I've endorsed her. She has a very tough battle. Beating the establishment, and when the establishment includes Mitch McConnell, it's very difficult. This past week, she just disclosed a letter with about, I want to say, 50 major Republican donors, and I mean major, that have endorsed her. But this election is among 167, I think is the number, of insiders, people from the 50 states and Guam, and those 167 votes, you know, doesn't go to the general public. It's just a very insider group of state chairs, national committee women from each state, national committee men from each state. So it's a very uphill battle to fight that.
Do you think we need new leadership in the Republican Party?
Well, you know, I want to say that Mitch McConnell did an amazing job saving the Constitution from Merrill Garland, who is despicable on a good day, and completely without moral fiber or direction. So that was important. But when he said there was nothing else, there was nothing they could do to a $1.7 trillion deficit spending boondoggle, clearly he doesn't have the fight in him. And so I think, yes, the Senate needs him to be reinvigorated or for him to move on. I think there is a generational thing going here. We don't, and look, Kevin McCarthy now is the new generation for Republicans. I think there is that. In 2011, I wrote a piece at the Washington Times, or maybe it was 2007, I'm not sure which, where I said that the pace of politics has picked up. Voter dissatisfaction occurs much faster, and you either lead or get out of the way. And the Republicans need to understand that, and if you can't deliver, you probably should get out of the way, because the Republican base is against the business of government. They no longer want you there so that you have a career. They want results, and they deserve to have them.
Got to ask you what's going on at our southern border. We've got the president in Mexico City getting ready to take questions along with the presidents of Canada and Mexico. That photo op the other day in El Paso, to me, was so over the top bad. I mean, no, it was just awful. It was just awful. What did you make of his trip to Mexico and quote, to the border for 4 hours?
I think the only definitive thing you can say about that is he definitely wants to run for re-election. Otherwise, he wouldn't have showed up at all. And as your lead-in indicates, he has no intention of really changing policy. And this is an area where Republicans can make great hay. They can cement the recovery of Texas. Texas was beginning to slip away, but this immigration issue has turned away many Democrat voters from their party in that state. It will do the same in Arizona and Nevada and California if only Republicans would provide solutions. They don't need to be angry about it. When I ran for U.S. Senate against I'm trying to remember her name. Oh, the vice president, Kamala Harris. That's right.
I like the way you slipped that in.
I beat her in a debate, and during the debate, and I say I beat her because the poll after the debate says I beat her, in California, I propose that the forget omnibus legislation on immigration, that just gets stalled. What we should do is address this piece by piece, get away from arguing nationalities, and secure the border from drugs, bring police down because of drugs and the nuclear age and that danger. Address it from that angle. That's what Republicans should do. Make fentanyl enemy number one and propose a solution along those lines and make the Democrats be against it.
Wow. In a final couple of minutes, I've got to ask you, because it's something that the president, believe it or not, brought up a year and a half ago when we were just beginning the 2022 cycle. And he said, Republicans have to tell us what they're for. Can you, in 90 seconds or less, give me what Republicans should be for in the 2024 election?
Yeah, because inflation is still going to be around. The border is still going to be a problem. And jobs are still going to be the issue. So Republicans should say, we want to reduce inflation by stopping runaway spending. We want to create private sector jobs by helping small business. And we are going to make fentanyl public enemy number one. And clean up the border. That's very easy for people to understand. They see the bad results. And as long as the Republicans provide a common sense solution to these things and not anger, I think they can do well. If they don't, Kevin, they could get swept. But the opportunity's there. It takes vision and leadership, and we'll see which presidential candidate comes out with it. I appreciate you bringing me back. Let's do it again sooner, if you don't mind.
I'd love it. Tom, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it. Have a happy new year, and we'll talk with you down the line, okay?
All right, sir. Take care.
There you go. Tom Del Beccaro. You can read his stuff, foxnews.com, and a variety of other places. But he's a really good guy and a smart dude when it comes to politics. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, I switched off the radio. I want to tell you, your heater's not working. Come get a new car or a used car, I don't care, and get a car with the heaters working, all right? It's cold outside. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram on the corner of Sahara Decatur, 5050 West Sahara.
Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster.